Judges, the sixth chapter, verses 14 to 15, the easy version. The Lord himself then said to Gideon, "Go now and use the strength that you have. Rescue Israel from the power of the Midianites. I myself am sending you to do this." Gideon said, "But sir, how can I rescue Israel? Look at me. My clan is the weakest in the tribe of Manasseh, and I am the youngest person in my family." Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley-Gonko here. Good morning. And today, we're looking at no self-doubt. Remember, Soul Purge is about thinning out our lives so that we can thicken our communion with God. What that means is that we must decrease and He must increase. And that ultimately means that we must purge ourselves of self. So it's a self purge, even though it's a soul purge. You're pouring out and forcibly removing bits of you that are not helping you in any way. And so today, we really need to deal with self-doubt. If we're going to be anything or do anything God has called us to, then we must get rid of self-doubt. If God has given you an assignment, then get on it already. Truly, I understand self-doubt can creep in every now and then, especially when we feel we're not qualified for the assignment that God has given us. Remember, God does not call the qualified, but He qualifies those that He has called. And so, like today's story, Gideon did not think he was good enough to do what God asked him to do. Gideon thought he was weak, he was young, he was not financially positioned properly. However, God was with him and found him perfect for this assignment. In fact, when the angel came to him in Judges chapter 12, verse 6, the angel of the Lord said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." So God already called him what he was. God already told him what he had. However, Gideon couldn't wrap his head around it. He said, "How can I?" God says, "Go in the strength that you have." Listen, sometimes when God tells us to do something, or we feel like a vision has been put in our hearts that stretches us, we begin to question our abilities. And we begin to ask silly questions. And I call them silly questions because for God to say, "Go in the strength that you have," it means that God already knows that you have the strength. And God sends you to do a particular assignment, it's because God already knows what you're capable of. And so when God said to him, "Go and do what I'm asking you to do," God said to him another very important part. He says, "I myself am sending you to do this." If God sends you and He gives you backing, then you're as good as done. God is your creator. And He knows you. He chose you. He ordained you for this job. And what this means is that He's so sure, in fact, He's more than sure, that you are fit to carry it out. Many times over scripture, you will find so many people who, when God tells them to do something, will first fight back, because they do not believe in themselves. Jeremiah 1, verses 4 to 8, the Contemporary English Version says, "The Lord said, 'Jeremiah, I am your creator, and before you were born, I chose you to speak for me to the nations.' I replied, 'I'm not a good speaker, Lord, and I'm too young.' 'Don't say you're too young,' the Lord answered. 'If I tell you to go and speak to someone, then go. When I tell you what to say, don't leave out a word. I promise to be with you and keep you safe, so don't be afraid.'" But the boy was very scared, and God had to tell him, "I'm your creator. I made you even before you were born. I knew you were going to win at this." So what usually happens with God is He already has finished the work before He offers it to you. I mean, even Moses, as great as he was, someone we hold in high esteem among biblical characters, still felt insufficient at some point when God first called him and sent him. He thought he wasn't fluent enough to stand before Pharaoh and communicate God's work. Talkers of leading his brothers out of slavery in Egypt, but God reassured him of his abiding presence all the way. I'm here today to remind you of God's abiding presence. God said to him, I'm sending you to Pharaoh. Go, lead my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, I'm not a great man. How can I be the one to go to Pharaoh and lead the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, you can do it because I will be with you. This will be the proof that I'm sending you. After you lead the people of Egypt, you will come and worship me on this mountain. God already told him what to expect. God knew what he could do, so God told him what to expect. But Moses still didn't have enough. Moses still said in Exodus 4, after God had told him all the things he was going to do, said in Exodus 4, verse 10 to 12, the Message translation, Bible says that Moses raised another objection to God. The only thing that will make you raise an objection to God is self-doubt. Said, Master, please, I don't talk well. I've never been good with words, neither before nor after you spoke to me. I stutter and I stammer. And God said, and who do you think made the human mouth? I love the way God answers when we doubt ourselves. Who makes some mute and some deaf, some sighted and some blind? Isn't it I, God? So get going. I'll be right there with you, with your mouth. I'll be right there to teach you what to say. So this morning, I know like Moses, you may have some self-doubt and you have valid reasons in your mind why you cannot do what God has said you should do. You doubt yourself. Maybe you stammer. Maybe you stutter. Maybe you've never spoken in public before. Maybe the things God has asked you to do, you think you cannot do them. You only sing in your bathroom. You only write on a blog nobody else has ever seen or read. God said, who do you think is in charge of it all? So get going. Get going. And that's what I'm going to say to you this morning. Get going. God will be right there with you. He'll be with that thing that you complain about the most, and he will give you a way to handle it. This morning, I want you to sit down and write down the things that you know have made you always doubt yourself. Don't care how insignificant you think they are. Please write them on the list. And when you've written them, your job from now is to begin to look out for the scriptures that counter that. But most importantly, to stay in the place of prayer till you get an assurance and an understanding of the call of God on your life. And listen, guys, if you can do it before you have any breakfast, that would be great. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Compo.